Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
CJ Stroud clearly has his eye on receivers. I mean, I think it's as clear as day. When Ricky P went to San Francisco, he was upset, and there were reports that Nick Caserio was trying to trade up, which makes you wonder, was that what they were trying to trade up for? He also said, and I saw Beltway Boys pointed this out, that Leggett was high on his board as well.
Mm-hmm.
So is this just a matter of C.J. Stroud liking two specific guys, or is he kind of siding with us and thinks that the Texans need even more weapons than they already have? And could that mean, perhaps, whether it's Ladd McConkey, Coleman...
White Rice.
Or not working, man.
It's going to work. You didn't think Nicky Buckets was going to work, it's
still done.
Oh, it's taken off.
I mean, we're having a drink special tomorrow.
Yes.
Nicky Buckets.
Yes.
Daily Sports Club, if you want to come through 11 o'clock.
I might.
Yeah.
12:30.
Yeah. JP France might be making his sugar debut.
What time does Sugarland play? I got to base my decision on that.
We got four new Texans hats to give away, too.
All right.
Four. The receivers, is C.J. Stroud, does he just want more receivers? Is it just specifically those two guys? Because you have McConkey and you have Adonai Mitchell available.
I think... Yes. Did he want that receiver? Yes, it's obvious. Was he maybe on the Texans board? I think yes, that's a possibility. But I also think that, you know, look, Nick Caserio is not going to give away anything on the draft to just any schmo. But this is C.J. Stroud we're talking about. So I think it could have been Pearsall was in the mix. Obviously, that's why he was upset. But the Texans... The day went so well for the Texans. I can't emphasize this enough. Like, you and I have been talking about it. What's the perfect scenario? It was better than the perfect scenario. So wide receiver is still a possibility, even though I think linebacker might be the where they're looking. Even they might be changing and adjusting, because that's what Nick does, to maybe wide receivers. Adonai Mitchell is still there. McConkey.
He's got to go first, right? Buffalo's going to take him, right?
Is Buffalo going to trade with the Texans? Hell, they're trading with the Chiefs.
And the Texans.
Yeah, and the Texans, yes. And you can go get you one. So, yes, wide receivers are still there. Six quarterbacks and seven wide receivers were taken in the first round. Perfect, beyond perfect for the Texans.
Is there anything that you don't want? Because there's a lot of stuff. There's two. I don't want Newton, and I don't want Fisk. I don't want these D linemen that we're talking about. Just give me a committee. We'll figure this out. The edge guys, all that. I'm okay on that.
I'm with you.
I don't want that. Unless it's Chris Jenkins, I can get down with. I can get down with Chris Jenkins or Hall. I can be okay with that at 59, pause, as far as getting down. But I could be okay with them at 59. But I don't want to take at 42. I don't want to take Fisk or Newton. I'm not – this Newton thing is – please, someone draft him. Please, no. Someone draft Newton out of Illinois. Please.
No.
Begging.
I think we're in alignment there. How about that? We're in alignment.
How about that?
Just like Brian Gain and B.O.B.
What's up, B.O.B.?
But everything else
– at the hoop.
I'm very much open to – I still think linebacker is going to be, if I had to – you know,
give me some Kool-Aid,
bet.
Though.
Kool-Aid's on the board. Obviously, DeJean's on the board. I mean, hell, every running back. Who's your favorite running back in this draft? He's available.
Benson.
He's available. They're all available. Every single running back. And in terms of linebacker,
they get a running back today, right?
They have to. It could be Corum. Could be, I mean, any of them. They're all on the board. So the Texans, it couldn't be in a better position for them.
Look at
right
this,
now.
Dude. I'm already shopping at HEB, too. Look at this. Look at
Let's
this.
See. What
Look
do you
at
got?
This, man. I'm getting these ready just in case.
Look at that. Kool-Aid. We got to take some of those, right?
Kool-Aid burst, baby. Kool-Aid burst.
Yeah, we got to take some of those.
The Kool-Aid bottles, $189 for a six-pack, baby. $189. Stock me up. Stock me up. Let me get 12 of those.
Those are the ones a little twist-off wax?
Yeah.
Twist-off wax
yeah.
is the best.
Give me that. Give me the Kool-Aid burst, baby. Kool-Aid McKinstry. I am definitely okay with that. Don't threaten me with a good time on that.
Or Rakestraw from Missouri.
Yeah. He's not bad.
He's
I could see them liking him.
He's there too.
I could see them liking him. I'm looking at Cooper. I'm looking at McConkey. I'm looking at Mitchell. I'm looking at Kool-Aid. No thank you on Newton. Cooper DeJean. Maybe do something there. Appel, Javon Bullard. Javon Bullard, you might be able to get with your second.
Mm-hmm.
You might be able to get with your second, like with the way this thing's going. Like it's insane. I just can't believe that. These conversations, this almost resembles like had they had 23 overall, I feel like a lot of these names would be being mentioned.
And they were.
Before they made the trade. So here we are. So Nick Caserio, you are vindicated. It was a good trade. I never really questioned it because you used the second round pick that you got to trade back. You used it to acquire Stephon Diggs.
Well,
I think that needs to be taken into account. But if like let's say Byron Murphy had fallen to 23, there might be some people that would be like, dude, oh my God, we could have had Byron Murphy. Like,
okay, but here's the thing. Like at 23, what the receivers that were taken at 23 and below, would you rather have, if you're just going that, I don't know there was many more
things. I like Mitchell and McConkey.
I like
both those guys.
I know, but would you rather have Stephon Diggs or Brian Thomas Jr., who was taken there? No. You'd like Stephon Diggs. Stephon Diggs or Ricky Pearsall. Who knows, but I think I'd take Stephon Diggs. So, yeah, the trade was absolutely justified 100%.
Yeah, and according to Diana Rossini, I don't know how much I put into this. Like Nick Caserio was apparently being aggressive on the back end of the draft. Okay, whatever you say, ma'am. I like Diana. I think Diana is one of the people that you need to listen to when it comes to the Texans, but are we sure? Okay. All right. Well,
I still think that this was Nick Caserio doing Nick Caserio things, planning for every little subtlety, every little potential twist in the draft, floating that rumor, seeing if it would get anybody to jump up in there, anybody to show their hand, so maybe they can react today, and they can. Like I frankly, right now, like whomever you want and wanted at 23 before they traded the pick is pretty much there, outside of like Murphy, but he went earlier and all that stuff.
So I looked at the big game, C.J. Stroud's last college game against Georgia, just to see, did McConkey do anything? Is there any like moment where C.J. Stroud maybe looked back and say, oh, okay, this guy, McConkey didn't do anything. He actually had two catches for minus one. Adonai Mitchell did have a touchdown, 22-yard touchdown in that game. So maybe he's an Adonai Mitchell guy. We know he was a Ricky Pearsall guy. Here was C.J. Stroud, the Ricky Pearsall reaction, the Florida receiver. Good Lord. I mean, and this doesn't sound like the reaction of someone who just liked to do. This sounds like a, damn, I wanted that guy. We could have had that guy type of vibe. Here was C.J. Stroud yesterday with the reaction. And you tell me if this sounds like a guy who wants a receiver.
The Niners select. Wow. Your guy.
Well, we probably was going to get a receiver, but hey, shout out to Pearsall.
That was the first reaction I've seen you do that.
Dang.
Ricky Pearsall, the pick for the Niners.
How? What? How was he even on their radar? Yeah. I'm happy for him, though, because he want to go in the first round and get some more money. I talked to him a couple times, man. Congrats, bro. That's big time. Bro, he's elite. You'll see.
He gets
especially
open.
Especially in that offense, man. Kyle's going to dial it up for him.
Kyle
That's
will.
Why I feel like he was going to fit in our system.
4-4-1 with a 1-4-9 10-yard split.
Oh, he's nasty, bro.
Well, if you give him a free release, he gets open.
I don't care if you press him. You put on the Missouri game, they press man a lot, bro. Tank has it, just that little quick, hezzy.
You're this effusive in your praise.
I don't know what it is, man. I'm not saying like I'm some guru or some receiver, like GOAT, that just, but I know routes when I see them. I know football players.
Well, you've played with five Pro Bowl wide receivers at this
exactly. point. So like when I watched him, like at first I was like, okay, yeah, he's good. Because I seen him at Arizona State, and then his first year at Florida was okay. This last year, bro, he put it together. Bro, when I tell you, I don't know what, it's like Tank. Like, you can't just put one, like, it's everything combined. Mm. I just text my boy, one of my best friends. He's always with me. And I tell him, like, dang, they got Pearsall. I wanted him bad, like, man. Dude. Especially, like, before we didn't know we were going to get Steph. Yeah, Pearsall was my guy. Like, that's the one I wanted. So that's a big-time get right there, man. Dang, man.
And CJ, I mean, I'm telling you, and CJ has the, he has pretty good credibility on this because he won a Tank last year. Now, I don't think he like held a gun to Nick Caserio's head and said draft Tank like some of the reports were kind of insinuating, but he wanted him really bad. Here's what I do wonder, because you go back to the performance that put CJ Stroud, he was already on the map, but really put him on the map.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the Georgia game, obviously. Yeah. 23 of 34, 348, four touchdowns. Also uses legs, 34 yards. And deserved to win, quite frankly. Deserved to win, I would say. But in that game, after C.J. Stroud led Ohio State to a field goal to take it to make it 41 to 35 with 2 minutes and 43 seconds.
Who made the big catch?
Georgia drove down the field. They got to the 10-yard line. Back went Stetson Bennett. Stetson Bennett looks to the left corner of the end zone and finds Adonai Mitchell, who would later transfer to Texas, right there in the back corner of that end zone to take the 42-41 lead. Then CJ drove Ohio State down the field. They missed the field goal. So he's been on the big stage with Adonai Mitchell. I think Adonai Mitchell gets drafted by Buffalo. Right? I mean, is thinking...
I can't predict what Buffalo's going to do at this point.
They might take Coleman. I think they take a receiver, right?
Maybe. I'm serious. I'm not even trying I'm not even trying
to
be funny.
They got to take a receiver.
You would think. I'm not trying to be funny. You would think.
You're going to take an offensive tackle.
You would have thought they did it yesterday. You know what? Let's just give that receiver to the Chiefs. Why not? Why not? Let's just give them the
You know receipt. What? Y'all have beaten us in overtime. Y'all have beaten us straight up. Hell, we missed a field goal last year and didn't make the Super Bowl against you, and our team's kind of depleted. Let's just give you the guy that you want.
Yeah.
Here you go. Go get Xavier Worthy.
We gave you Pat Mahomes.
Yeah, gave him Pat Mahomes, too, back in the day.
Here you go.
I'm not trying to be funny. Like, I'm not going to say, oh, yeah, boy, they're going to get a wide receiver. Hell no. How could you say that?
I want Kool-Aid, man. I want Kool-Aid or I want the receiver. I don't know. I don't dislike any of this. I just don't. I don't want the D-lineman.
Pick one.
I don't want the D-lineman. Pick one.
42.
Adonai Mitchell. Let's just go in on receivers. We got the long-term plan here. Let's go. Let's eat. Let's feast. Time to feast.
I've been all about that linebacker, but boy. Cooper DeJean's there, man.
Oh, my. If he's there. There ain't no way he is.
Yeah, but it's not that. It's only 10 picks.
Man, but he's the top-rated guy right now, I think, on ESPN.
Yeah, on CBS.
Newton's too. Take him first. Come on, Buffalo. Give Ed Oliver some help.
There you go. There's a pick.
Give Ed Oliver some help. Take Newton.
Top three in any order are McConkie, DeJean, and Newton. And Adonai Mitchell.
And then Kool-Aid's up there. Yeah. Rakestraw, yeah. Coleman, Fisk. Coop, man, there is – this is – I love day two so much. Man.
Yeah.
I love day two so much.
Keep in mind – like, there are...
No more quarterbacks, right?
You're also picking 59.
Where's this Spencer Rattler stuff coming from?
God. I never fell for that.
Yeah, that's kind of...
Hey, you never know.
How do you feel about it? Because I didn't watch him except at the end of the year. I watched him in a couple of games. The tight end from K-State.
He's good, man. He's an H-back. He's tough. He's hard-nosed.
Yeah. He made some plays.
Not what you'd expect.
Was it the Big 12 championship? Were they in the Big?
No, Oklahoma State was in the Big 12 championship.
It was the bowl game.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah,
yeah. He's a tough, hard nosed lineup all over the place. Yeah. I know Sterner likes him. I don't know. He might be 59. What is he, a third round? The second round?
He might be 59.
I could see them reaching on a tight end. Like, yeah. they're gonna be aggressive with the tight end. I want Sanders, but they don't like it. They want to. Mm-hmm. They want to be hardos. They want tight ends that can block. Whatever.
Yeah. Blocking's overrated. I actually think that there's a scenario in which they could maybe even trade back with that second round pick. Add another something, you know? And that would be very much on brand for Nick Caserio as well.
I don't know what his brand is, man.
I think trading is his brand. Moving.
Man, this is a good one. So a Sketch announcing the pick? They said Christian Harris. So what are we doing? Were we pushing Sketch back?
And then they had somebody else.
Yeah, so a Sketch out?
I don't know.
Did he tear his ACL that bad?
Did he get pumped?
What happened? Surely not, right?
No, he's going to be involved somewhere, right?
Third?
Fourth? Fifth? Sixth?
He's definitely going to say, what's up, brother?
What's up, brother? Yeah.
Man, I am very, very, very intrigued by Buffalo. The best part about this is that Buffalo has the first pick after everything they did yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Bill has been traded. The pick has been traded. Wouldn't surprise me. To the Chiefs. Let's help them again. It was a wild night, and it just could not have gone better. And then there was the two dumbest things in the world, Bills being one of them. Falcons being the other. Did you see Dave Tepper?
I didn't.
Restaurant. Did you see it, Figgy?
Yeah, they had a sign up or something like that.
Let the coach and GM make the pick this year on their little sign.
Uh-huh.
He stopped and went in and talked to him about it. The owner of the Panthers.
What did he say?
Like, I don't know, just like, well, you know, whatever, you know, just like felt like it was an insult or whatever. Like he walked into a roadside restaurant.
Who does he think he is,
He's
man?
A numbskull. Like that's the dumbest thing. Just an absolute.
Threw his drink on
a
person.
Yeah,
he sucks.
On top of that.
I forgot about that.
That is trash, man.
Mm-hmm.
That dude's trash. So Callahan are going to be in the war room tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, I would.
Yeah.
They're going to be, they're going to be in there.
Yeah, well. Hopefully Hannah not talking during the movie, man.
She does not do that.
She talks in the movies.
Mm-hmm.
Zero doubts.
No.
100%.
Maybe the
100%.
Maybe the previews.
100%.
Maybe the previews.
100% talking during the movies. There's no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you want? 713-572-4610. Slime off coming up at 1:20. David Culley nominated. Not the real David Culley, the new David Culley. In the form of Astros skipper Joe Spada.
If we got to go 3-and-out and punt it, we're good.
Yes, we are, Joe. Coming up next, though, it's time to confess. I said consweat because sweat is on my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, I'm willing to look past a lot of things at this point with how things have stacked up. I'll tell you why. When we confess next.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Watch this.
Lunchtime confessions. We confess our sins to you, the Loophole. Shout out to the Loopholes. If you listen, you are one. Some of these confessions have to do with sports. Some have nothing to do with sports, but we're transparent with you 24/7. Let it hang a little bit lower during lunchtime confessions. It is time on a football Friday, one of the best there is, best there was, and the best there ever will be, to confess. Watch this.
These are my confessions. So if my daughter was dating...
By the way, you called your daughter fat this week.
I did not.
You did.
How?
You said, this is a large. It might as well be for my daughter, the jersey. That's what you said, John.
When did I say that?
When Colin Hannery, you said
large isn't fat.
You said you gave me a large. This is definitely going to my daughter.
Oh, that jersey.
Yeah, you did say that.
Yeah. How was that saying?
You did say that.
I absolutely said that.
She looks more like a medium to me.
She is a medium.
Yeah. Well, that's not what you said. You said this is definitely going to my daughter. This is a large.
Yeah. Do you wear jerseys tight?
No.
Okay. I feel like some women do, though.
Some do.
Women like to wear them fitted.
Did you catch him say that? He goes, oh, I did. I'm going to give this to my daughter.
Yeah.
I kind of thought maybe that would be BG or something.
No. See, this is you making stuff up. Like a woman wearing a large football jersey.
Hey, I'm not saying.
She's a
medium. The way you said it, though, you said, yeah. Oh, this is a large. This is definitely going to my daughter.
Yeah. Yeah. So she can have a jersey. The hell you're talking about. So.
She's in great shape, by the
way. She is in terrific shape. She's really working out hard. Anyway. If my daughter were...
Medium.
The medium.
Really small.
If she were dating an NFL draft prospect,
okay.
I would say two things. The first thing would say, please God, no, is what I would say. The second thing...
You wouldn't want her dating Caleb Williams?
Hell no.
What about Drake May?
Hell no. None of them.
What about...
Yes, you would,
no,
man.
I would not.
That's a lie. No, I don't believe that.
But Xavier Worthy?
No, I would not.
About...
This is the more important thing. The second thing is the more important thing I would tell her. For God's sakes, don't go to the draft party. I feel embarrassed for these girls. The girlfriends get... It's all...
Nah, man.
No.
I mean, some
that's
of
the
them...
That's the time to shine.
Some of them do. Some of them do their thing. Some of them don't.
How many draft night girlfriend bad moments have we seen?
There's some, but...
Another
But when you're
night.
At a certain point, it's okay.
Yeah.
Who was the? Who
they
was,
always. It was. It
who
was
Brock Bowers?
Oh, the one that had the shock face. I'm talking about the girl that was with the offensive lineman that the mom kept blocking her out.
Oh, yeah, that was last year, right?
No, it was last night. It was last night.
Did you see that side boob yesterday?
From who? I'm a big.
It
fan.
Looked like someone's aunt or something, but there was some side boob late in the draft.
I might have to go.
Yeah, just type in side boob. You'll see it.
Search that. No, man, they always come off looking bad. And by the way, it's the parents' night. It's the mom and the dad's night. They get blocked out by mom. They look thirsty. And most of the time, they're never even heard from again.
Not most of the time. You're making that up.
Most of the time, they're never even heard from again. The old CeeDee Lamb thing, remember that? With the phone? And then
the
Russell Wilson thing. And last night, getting blocked that girl. I would, no, don't do it. Don't go. Don't go to the draft. Don't do it. Please, no. You're just going to be embarrassed, and I'm embarrassed for you. Watch this.
These are my confessions. I like what the Texans could possibly do in this draft, and I think taking a swing on a guy who has clear issues with weight, whatever. I'm all about Tavondre Sweat. I'm all about Tavondre Sweat.
Sweat, baby, sweat, baby.
Make it happen. Whether it's in the third round, whether it's trading back up, just roll the dice. You have the culture. You have a lot of picks in day three. He's sliding right now for obvious reasons. He's a run stopper. You could use someone that could stop the run. Perhaps this... foolishness that happened that is undeniable a couple of weeks ago, perhaps this is just something that's going to make him realize just what's in front of him. And some people will say, well, you should have realized that to begin with. All right.
If you
had it all figured out at 22 or 23, first of all, you're a weasel. And I would probably, I don't know how many friends you obviously had, but congratulations. Either congratulations to you or you're just a weasel or you're not telling the truth.
Yeah.
22, 23. I think I was in my fourth sophomore year at that point.
Maybe. I think you were. Look, it's a
two credits away.
It's a roll of the dice. It's an absolute roll of the dice. But you better be right on that one, especially when you have so much on the line.
Sweat, baby.
Here.
Sweat, baby. Sweat, baby.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I got to, you know, you always hesitate when you give Roger Goodell his props. I got to give him props last night. That was a pretty cool show setup with Eminem. It was pretty cool. That was unique. Detroit came off looking great, but that was cool. And then I got to give it to him for today on Pat McAfee. He's saying that he wants the NFL schedule, ideally, two preseason games, 18 regular season, extended by a week, and the Super Bowl on a three-day weekend, which would be President's Day, I guess. So that was a cool show open with Eminem and the Mom Spaghetti and all that.
It was very predictable, right?
It was very predictable. It was very cool. And then now he's doubling down with making the Super Bowl a three-day weekend, which is very much needed.
And I thought Detroit kind of showed out.
Big time.
I mean,
yeah, big time.
And you know what I really respected the most about him?
Mm-hmm.
This is where I was like, man, these are true fans. Because at like pick 26 or whatever, mm-hmm. it was empty. They made their pick and them mofos left to party.
Yeah.
I mean, we were like, where the hell is Schefter? Oh, that's the stage?
Yeah.
Man, they cleared that way mofo back out back after they there. Drafted. Or did they have a curfew or something?
Did you hear? Well, maybe you were doing your show, but there were they estimated 275,000 people.
Yeah. That might have been an Anthony Lima.
It looked like it.
It was packed.
It was packed. 275,000 at the draft?
Pretty wild.
Yeah.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I hate Sean Payton so much. I mean, every time I see Sean Payton, I root against his success. Every time. He is the one guy in sports. I am so glad that the Texans didn't entertain that weasel. And every time I see that weasel, I just almost
throw up in
my mouth.
Hey, man, he got his quarterback. He won it all along.
Good for him. And you know what?
No, he didn't.
He won't do a damn thing with him. That's the thing. Drew Brees was a Pro Bowler before he got to Sean Payton. Let's just make that very clear. He made a Pro Bowl. I hate, this is my confession, fair or not, I hate Sean Payton. In case you didn't know.
These are my confessions.
I think, speaking of Roger Goodell, I think J.C. Latham might have broken his back again or hurt his back again. That was bad. He looked like he was in pain last night. And I think they should have told, if they didn't already, they should have told these guys, don't hug Roger. He had surgery on his back 3 weeks ago. But we're going to hear something. I think he was hurting. I think he was hurt.
I think he's all right. He's all right.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I think the Astros are benefiting from injuries. You brought this up yesterday. I was actually thinking about this. I went and got some lunch after the show with the Pluckers. And look, I'm not saying whether they would be. I mean, obviously, if you had Fromber, you had Urquidy, you had Verlander, you might be a little bit better team. But I think now we're living in like a fantasy land where, because of these injuries, you look at them and say, well, that's the reason why.
Pitching injuries.
You were already kind of declining a little bit. I actually think like the approval and stuff, they're kind of benefiting from injuries just as much as perhaps being hurt by injuries.
It's a classic excuse. Oh, man, we got hurt. Injuries got us. Dude, look at the pitchers that are out there and when you actually expected them to get back. Fromber, okay, but who knows how good he's going to be. And Verlander, okay, but who knows how good he's going to be. No, I agree with you.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
So at the very beginning of the audio of C.J. Stroud reacting to Pearsall, he actually said something that I think we shouldn't gloss over. If you listen to this, Figgy, he said at the very beginning when he was upset that Pearsall left, that the Pearsall got picked, I'm pretty sure he said, we're still going to get a receiver. Listen to this.
The Niners select.
Wow.
Your guy.
Well, we probably was going to get a receiver, but hey, shout out to
Didn't he say we're probably still going to get a receiver? We're probably going to get a receiver?
get a receiver. But hey, shout out to Pearson.
That was
well, we probably was gonna get a receiver. But hey, shout out to.
I'm not Pearson. Wrong there, am I?
Yeah, he said it.
Yeah, I think he kind of told us a little something something there. He wanted Pearsall, but at the very beginning, it kind of got glossed over. He said, "We're still gonna get a receiver." All right.
Go get it.
GM, let's
get it. You got a couple.
Let's go.
Got a couple.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
Big Goodell guy here. I am a big fan of Roger Goodell.
I am today.
Big fan of Roger Goodell. I got to tell you, man. Mm-hmm. I know it's not an easy job. I know you're not going to get approval ratings. I know there's a lot of stuff that's going to get thrown your way.
It's kind of a bit now, the booing him.
Yeah, when you look at what's happened with the MLB, what's happened with the NBA, from Tagliabue to Goodell, they handle it like a real business. They handle it perfectly. They put on the best events. They have the most magnitude. I don't care what anybody says. It's popular not to like the commissioner. I confess I'm a big Goodell guy here. Big Goodell guy. Might go get me a Goodell t-shirt.
I think he's had a good couple of days.
He's had a good career.
Hall well, of he's famer. Had a very lucrative career.
Hall of Famer, baby.
I don't know.
He deserves it.
I actually don't know.
He deserves a raise.
It's such a well-oiled machine. I think he's replaceable, but he's,
no.
But he's been good.
He's not.
But he's been good.
He's not. And I hope it's someone that is close to him.
Yeah.
For sure. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. We are watching a guy do a really awkward selfie video right now. Yeah. Right. He's moving towards you right now, Figgy. You don't know what that was.
Yeah.
About five takes.
Yeah.
Looks like he belongs on Disney Channel or something.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Coming up next, CJ Stroud. He wanted this guy pretty bad. Who do you want? Let's list the top three. Top three guys we would like to see. And could we get greedy and go for two? What's next?
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, CJ Stroud. God, he liked Ricky P. Give me your top three. Your top three dream scenarios for the Texans. Could they get greedy and go for two? I'm more open to Vondre Sweat, maybe in the back end of the third round, than perhaps I thought I would be. But give me your top three scenarios here for the Houston Texans. Because God, right. it's hard to pick just three. That's when you know you're in a decent spot. It's hard to pick just three.
Yeah, my number one scenario by far for today is you get Edgren Cooper at 42, and you trade 59, maybe just a couple of spots for somebody that wants to get into the second round for a later second round pick and add another pick, you know, like fourth or fifth or whatever it may be. Because after you get the linebacker, then you're getting a little bit.
You're on this linebacker, man.
Well, they need one. No, I mean, I'm just talking about what they absolutely need, a linebacker. It's
so
not
you're drafting for need.
Danger zone, sir. Everybody drafts for need.
I'm going to call you Tom Cruise.
That's the biggest lie in the NFL.
Call you Tom Cruise.
We're going to draft the best available player.
Danger zone.
Lies.
Need drafter.
Lies.
Landry Locker, need drafter here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. Drafter need guy.
When you hear an NFL general manager say, we're just drafting the best available player, that's 90% of the time a lie. Everybody drafts for some sort of need. So I'm saying Cooper or Colson at 42 and then trade 59 for someone who's desperate to hop in there, because then you're a little more selective, right? After you get the need taken care of, you can be a little more selective at tight end.
I don't want to go need. I want to get receiver, some ball players. I need ball players.
Corner. Well, you're getting.
I'm like Tom Hanks,
you're
man.
You're getting ball players.
I need ball players, man.
You know, cornerbacks or whatever at let's say 60, 62, you know, whatever it may be.
Yeah. For me, I want the receiver or I want the corner. I want Adonai Mitchell, number one. I think he's a total, complete receiver. Mm-hmm. I saw Herb Street picked him potentially as his offensive rookie of the year. I think if you get him with the right quarterback, you can have that. Although I would laugh at Buffalo even more than I already have if they don't take him. I also like I like McConkey, but if we're talking about Kool-Aid McKinstry being there, then give me the Kool-Aid. I'll drink the Kool-Aid. And then dream scenario number three, Dejean. And then with the second, I want a running back and a tight end with the second and third. I think you gotta solidify that.
That's where I'm going with the trade the second pick, because then you can get a running back and something else. You know, because a running back could be a third round running back could be a really good player that helps you, you know, from day one. So if you get something at 42, trade the second pick, add another one, you can get a running back and maybe a cornerback or something.
I just wonder if D'Amico will be able to find linebackers a little bit later, because it's kind of his wheelhouse, to where you don't have to take the Cooper or whatever in that situation.
Yeah.
I am in on this T'Vondre Sweat situation now, though. I think they can handle. I think they got a good culture. And maybe the young man's learned his lesson. Now, would I take him with your one of your second-round picks? No.
No.
I wouldn't do that. But had this never happened, I mean, he's going early, and I've heard, well, you know, he's a head case ball. Yeah. I mean, I get that. I'm not, mm-hmm. I mean, it's, there's clear risk when a guy gets the D-dub 3 weeks before, when that's one of his issues. I very much agree with that, but I also know that the guy can stop the run.
Yeah.
And when you draft T'Vondre Sweat in the first round, the second round, you're saying, well, is this just a two down guy? When you draft him in the third or fourth, you're not worried about that. If you get an elite two-down guy, then you take that all the time.
Yeah, you don't care if he's a two-down guy at that point, you know? There's a world of possibilities right now for the Texans. And, hell, you know, neither you nor I is that crazy about it, but there's some damn good defensive tackles in there, too. Like... Damn,
I don't want this Fisk guy, man.
Good. Yeah.
I really don't want this Fisk guy. But
there's others.
That means they're going to get him.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes. He's bro-ish.
He's a little bit of a bro?
Oh, he's bro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Big time. He probably, I mean, like 1 second you'll catch him with probably taking a beer to class, and then the next second he's probably got a full water jug. Total meathead bro vibe from him.
Mm-hmm.
He's definitely the guy, like, taking his shirt off. Like, Fisk is like the guy at the party. There's the dudes who are like the life of the party, and then there's guys that might be the life, but they're also taking the life out of the party. He strikes me as the dude who's like taking his shirt off and wrestling his bro in the middle of the living room.
Drinking his beer with his elbow out.
Yeah, everyone's just trying to pick up chicks. Pick up chicks and have a good time and maybe score a dime bag. Fisk is in there with his shirt off, wrestling the offensive lineman in the middle, breaking the TV. I don't know about him, man. But hey, that guy can end up being a hell of a ball player too.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have a worst case scenario? Is there even anything at this point where you would say, man? I mean, even if they do take Fisk or Newton or someone that I'm not talking about, I don't. The reason why the trade is validated, I'm not looking at this and saying, okay, this is a disaster.
Yeah.
There's not going to be a scenario where on Monday, unless they don't get a running back, if they don't get a running back at all in this draft, then they don't take the position serious. They just don't.
I'll agree with that.
They just don't.
Mm-hmm.
And they've lied to us saying they want to run the rock. And I question their evaluation of the position if they don't take a running back in this draft.
All right, so let me – you say, is there any – Worst case scenario.
Is there a scenario where you come in here on Monday and say, man, they screwed up?
With the number 42 pick?
42, it'd be hard to screw that up.
You can't. I think the added benefit of the first round going the way it did makes it like almost, you know, a caveman could do it at 42. Seriously, a caveman could do it.
Cavemen were pretty smart, brother.
Yeah, well,
but you think the world would have lasted with if you had started as a caveman?
They were innovative.
You would have just died in a corner.
A lot of ingenuity. Yeah. Hell no, I would have been a great caveman.
They didn't have anything to work with, and they helped the world survive. So quit talking about cavemen.
Yeah, no, but they weren't Nick Caserio. They didn't go to John Carroll.
Well, Nick Caserio, how would he have functioned as a caveman?
I don't know. That's a good question. So here's why I said even a caveman could do it at 42. Now, beyond that, who knows? Maybe we'll be disappointed. But let's go through the top 10. Let's go through the top 15 players still available. So like I said, if they just go on CBS or ESPN and go by their list.
Or the Harris 100.
Or the Harris 100.
Shout out to John Harris. He's going to have our draft coverage today.
Exactly. And even if you're not doing your own research, which obviously they are, you just go by one of these lists, you can't go wrong. Ladd McConkey. Stop me when you think this would be a bad pick at 42. Ladd McConkey, Cooper DeJean, Adonai Mitchell, Kool-Aid McKinstry, Braden Fisk, set your personal feelings aside, Ennis Rakestraw. We haven't even talked about this Suamatia guy. He's an offensive tackle from BYU. Chris Broswell, Tony Franklin, Edgren Cooper. I mean, you can't Keon Coleman, Ben. Is it Sinnott? Sinnott, the tight end.
It's Sinnott.
Yeah, Sinnott. You can't go wrong at 42.
H-back vibes.
Yeah, you can't go wrong at 42. Now beyond that, we can talk. But you're going to get a really good player that can contribute at a very important position, no matter what.
Here we go. This.
What happened?
Uh-oh, what happened?
On the text line, here we go, okay. If they don't take a running back, they can bring in some undrafted guys.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe they can find an Arian Foster.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. You know that's coming.
Like, for every
Arian Foster undrafted guys.
Arian Foster, Austin Eckler. Like, those two guys, they're like, it's almost like they get treated like they're the norm. Because there's, like, an occasional, like, late. You got to invest in the running back. Like, stop that crap, man. Yeah. Like, it drives me freaking nuts. This garbage that, oh, yeah, you can ignore it because Arian Foster exists. All right, why don't we just wait till the sixth round and draft a quarterback? Why don't we wait till the last pick? Hell, Brock Purdy went last.
Yeah.
Stop this garbage, man. God. Stop with this running back thing. My goodness, man. It is.
Can't take a running back in the second round.
Let's just do this again for the people in the back. Mr. Wait Till Undrafted. Christian McCaffrey, first round pick. Traded half a draft for him. Derrick Henry, second round pick. Williams, he was late, so there you go. There's your one exception. James Cook, second round pick. DeAndre Swift, second round pick. Forgot what Connor was, maybe a little bit. Najee Harris, first round pick. Joe Mixon, second round pick. David Montgomery, second round pick. Travis Etienne, first round pick. Breece Hall, second round pick. Bijan Robinson, first round pick. Saquon Barkley, first round pick. Jahmyr Gibbs, first round pick.
Yeah.
You can sprinkle in an occasional Pacheco, but let's not act like you just find running backs in the undrafted. Goodness gracious.
Let's just get one off the
street.
Just
stop it.
Yeah.
It's important.
Running backs grow on trees.
God. Man, why do they get treated like this? I'm trying to have some sympathy for these guys.
That's how you get a Royce Freeman.
That's how you draw Landry off sides.
Yes. Yes. Big time, yes. I hate the way running backs get treated.
You scared the hell out of me when you
said I thought it was breaking news.
Yeah.
I started looking, yeah.
Oh, you thought they traded their whole draft for a kicker?
Yeah.
Nah, it's just that. But 0061 always makes me feel better. Because 0061, my favorite texter, he said running backs are going to be in the third. I agree with that. There's going to be a run in the third. So he's at least got a grasp of this. And he also said this. He brings up a good point about Sweat.
Mm-hmm.
Tavondre Sweat perhaps bringing him in.
Yeah.
Just don't put his locker by Kenyon Green's. There'd be too many snack exchanges.
It'd be a lot of snacks.
Start a snack podcast.
There'd be some Twinkies in their locker.
Got the food podcast going on.
We got the food podcast.
Oh, or maybe they could be motivated. Maybe Kenyon Green's lost weight and they can motivate each other.
No, they could not.
And get it right.
No, they could not.
Figure that out.
I'm just glad he changed his number.
Oh, yeah. The D'Amico was an interesting one, for sure. Yeah, these find the undrafted running back guys. Man, the worst. Absolute worst. You take the exception. It's almost as silly as like, oh, you need to get $100. Well, you don't need to work or anything. I got a scratch off. I got $100 scratch off the other day. Let's go scratch off. Yeah, I remember like I think once a year, once every other year, I win $100 on the scratch off. Let's go. Yeah. You got your quarters. Let's go. Let's go to the gas station. Get us a scratch off. Goodness gracious, it's insane. The Fisk thing, though, I'm keeping an eye on. I don't know. I think he might be there at 59.
I'm not feeling
I think he
it.
Might fall a little bit.
I'm not. Oh, at 59.
I think he might fall a little bit.
Oh, at 59, maybe.
But I'm still not in. I'm not in on these D linemen as much.
Mm-hmm.
Not as much.
No, I'm not either. I'm not really feeling the D line. I am having second thoughts about the linebacker thing just because there's some real talent available, man. There is some real talent available that dropped.
A linebacker.
Yeah, that guy. Cornerback could be it. Cornerbacks are strong right now, man. Cornerbacks are real strong.
There's a lot of strong things. There's a lot of things going on in the NFL. Let's take a look at what the team/front office that broke the internet had to say about their performance yesterday. Let's also look at the last time Nick Caserio had the number 42 overall pick. Result was pretty good. Round the league next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.